Okay, Carl, why don't you tell everybody why you're here, and you take over for a minute as the guest host of Hill's Gallery, and I'll get this caller's name.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here this morning to talk about what we're doing downtown, but also make you aware of some of the events that are coming up. First of all, we have our second annual Perfecto Cigar Night on Friday, May 10th at La Bella Vista, the Ponte Club. It's a great night out. If you enjoy good cigars and good food, I would recommend that you you attend. You can contact me in my office at 203-757-0701, extension 302, or go to our website, mainstreetwaterbury.com, for tickets. We also have tickets on sale at several outlets throughout town. It's being hosted by Fred Sperano at Smokey's Cigar Parlor in on Main Street in Watertown. He does a great job hooking us up with some good quality cigars. But we also have, you can't go wrong with that food at the up at La Bella Vista. It's actually excellent. So everybody had such a great time last year that we're bringing it back this year, and we're very happy about that. Also, I want to make the audience aware of the fact that we have the Brass City Jazz Fest, which is coming up on July 6th, right on Grant Street in downtown Waterbury. This is going to be the second annual, and it's being presented and produced by Al Taylor. And let me tell you, he's got an unbelievable lineup of jazz musicians coming to downtown Waterbury. So I would highly recommend, it's free to the public, to stop downtown on July 6th. It's the 4th of July weekend, to listen to some excellent jazz. Music starts around 2 o'clock in the afternoon and goes right on until about 10 p.m. that night. Then, of course, we're pitching our annual, this will be our 14th annual Brass City Brew and Q Fest, where we highlight many, many craft beers, not only regionally, but throughout the country for sampling and tasting. And our second year that we've actually combined barbecue with the event as well, so we're very excited about that. That's coming up September 7th. And believe it or not, early bird special tickets are on sale already for that. So we're excited to bring that back once again. It's going to be downtown in front of Library Park, because Library Park is going to be under some major renovations starting this summer, so we'll be set up right in front of the park, kind of like a good old-fashioned street festival, on Saturday, September 7th. So if you go to Brass City Brew and Q website, you can purchase your tickets for an early bird special, because after July 1st, they go back to their advanced ticket price. Believe it or not, we're already getting tickets sold this early in advance for this event, so it's quite a popular event, and we're excited about that. I also want to mention that coming up towards the end of this month is an excellent party, once again an annual party at the Palace Theater. This is 10.4, which is coming up May 17th, which is a Friday evening at the Palace. And if you haven't been to any of their previous 10.3, 10.2, and so forth, these parties are excellent. They bring in great music. They situate bands throughout the theater. They have a beer garden out in the loading dock with a band and food trucks. They have bands on stage where you can dance, bands in the lobby, food stations. It's a great, great party. And if you're interested, you can contact the Palace box office to get tickets for that. It's such a great time.
And we want to thank the Palace and many of you out there that support us, that buy sponsorship here, that patronize our sponsors, because it makes the wheels go round, or the music play here at ATR. Tom Shute's going to go down and sing with Sean Lewis, and he's bringing in a guest female vocalist.
Yes.
Timmy Maya's band is incredible. And you've heard Jay Rowe on the show from Smooth Jazz for Scholars. I expect that if he isn't touring, he'll be in the band with Timmy Maya.
Listen, if you like to dance, get up on that stage when Timmy's playing as well. It's going to be a phenomenal evening. And of course, how could you go wrong with Tom crooning like he does there? That's going to be a lot of fun.
He is. I'll leave that one alone. I'll leave that. You're on Hill's Gallery. Thanks for here till noon. Just want to say that we couldn't do this without our sponsors, which is Dr. Jack McHugh, the podiatrist that does not make you wait. His new office is at 777 Echo Lake Road in the Watertown Industrial Park, up on the second floor, drive around the back. And also, he's got an office on Route 69 in Wilcott. My mother-in-law used to go to him. My aunt goes to him. And with that said, he also has an office on 333 Kennedy Drive up in Torrington. I think that's exit 45. We're also brought to you by the Savings Bank of Danbury. And there was a clip in yesterday's paper in the community senior scene with our friend from Acts 4 Ministry, which is Sarah Elizabeth Carabetta, and she was a guest speaker at the Tribury Rotary Club. And there's a big picture of the Saving Banks of Danbury's, let's see, he's their financial advisor, so you can buy stocks and bonds and do your retirement plan. His name is Alan Saper. Alan Saper, he's the club's president-elect for the Rotary Club, the Tribury Rotary Club, and I've met him before. He's a cool guy. And I also met the Savings Bank of Danbury people, the residential mortgage originator, Michelle Gruhl, from any of the branches at Savings Bank of Danbury, and Savin, who is the manager of the Southbury branch, was out at the Chamber of Commerce's Expo with a booth the other day. So this is a great, great local bank with offices at 357 Bank Street in downtown Waterbury in the Home Depot Plaza. You can see Ralph Richard for commercial lending there. And also they are at 2084 North Main Street. You can see Aji, and that's at the corner of Chase Ave. And Waterbury resident, who is the Waterbury native, who's the president, Martin Morgado, has put a lot of money into that branch. They rebuilt it from stem to stern. So Savings Bank of Danbury, you can bank online at sbdanbury.com. Bob Zinno is still with us. He's at the Buy Smart Tire and Auto. There's a new tire shop in Watertown right next to the firehouse. They're open today. Also, Boomer McLeod is there as well. BL Companies, that's my friend Sam Haydock. He's a licensed environmental professional, but he can provide architecture, civil engineering, surveying, anything construction, due diligence. You can get a free introduction to him. I can hook you up with him, etc. There's a lot of work for me. That's the blcompanies.com. Ann's Deli, 1595 Baldwin Street. Dave will be in with the joke of the week for a little while. We'll see if I get it this week. And they're open until 3 o'clock today. Call ahead, 203-575-9051. You won't have to wait in line. Nutmeg Fine Wine and Spirits. I'll tell you all the wine that I bought there. Carl, you shop at Nutmeg.
Absolutely. And Rob, he hosts our Brew and Q Fest. He's going to be one of the hosts of our cigar night, giving us some samples of some good bourbon and scotch. And he helps us with our wine event as well. Great guy. He's on my board of directors, and I can't say enough good things about him.
And how about your host business?
Host business, Savings Bank of Danbury is sponsoring
I mean the host of today.
Oh, you. Of course. How could we forget that, Tom? Beautiful. So, anyway. Back
Tom Hill Realty and Investment. You can find all our public listings on TomHill.com. We buy, sell, trade, provide advice. You name it. With commercial real estate, we do it. 203-755-HILL, which is 203-755-4455. I know that was a lot. I appreciate you bearing with me here. All right, Carl, let's set up your first tune.
Yes, we have a great, great performer. And we lost him a couple of years ago, but his music lives on. His voice is his instrument. And if you like smooth jazz, you like Al Jarreau.
She loves me, and need I tell you that everything here is You're listening to Ed Flynn. Al Jarreau is my favorite player and singer of all time, Carl Rosa.
You really don't look like Ed. Listen, I know Ed, and you're no Ed.
He was an Al Jarreau fanatic, and
was
if you listen to the music show, he always played him.
Yeah.
Good taste, Carl.
How could you not like Al Jarreau, really? Oh,
God, what's the name of that record if somebody wants to
that
pick it up?
That was called Mornin', and it's off his CD called Al Jarreau.
Real nice. And tell the audience all the different selections you brought that we'll work our way through.
So we brought Acoustic Alchemy, which is a smooth jazz guitar type music. The band has been around for at least 30 years, maybe longer.
And you saw them twice?
I saw them twice at Infinity Music Hall in Hartford. Excellent concerts. I'd go back again. Usually at least once a year they're somewhere in Connecticut. I know they're going to be back in Connecticut in June in Fairfield, but I highly recommend if you get a chance to hear these guys. There's only two of the original guys, but they are the originals that, you know, wrote the music, play the music. It's the type of band that you'll when you hear them, you'll know you've heard them before, you know. And then we got Dave Sanborn. And Dave has been playing sax since 14 years old.
How old is he now?
He's in his 70s now.
And he's still out working.
Yeah, so I was two when he started performing professionally, and he is still out working. I've seen him a number of times, including in Waterbury at the Palace Theater. He came with Chris Bode.
Ooh.
So we got a CD of his greatest hits, play a couple of cuts off of that.
All right. And anything else?
That's it. Just the three of them today.
Well, we got them all lined up, so we're going to keep going with those. Also, off the air, Carl and I were just talking about Vincent and Gala. He'll be at the Lyman Hall tonight with some smooth jazz greats, and that's in Southern Connecticut State University. But I would recommend you better call because it could be sold out. It's a big lineup, but he's our regional treasure. And I keep calling Vinny, and we're going to get him here one of these Saturdays, I hope, for you. Otherwise, when we come back in September, we'll work on that. Carl, let's review why you're here and your terrific cigar dinner that's coming up. And you don't have to smoke cigars, correct?
No, if you want to just come for the food, it's a different ticket price. And listen, we get women that come to this, guys come to this. I call it like a cabin fever event. I mean, we've been holed up all winter. It's been cold out. And for people that like to smoke cigars, you know, they're not smoking in the house. This is an ideal event. We're under the lower pavilion at the Ponte Club at La Bella Vista, so you're not going to get smoked out. And so it's open air, rain or shine, because you're undercover. And La Bella Vista, they do such a great job with the food. It's going to be a great buffet. And Rob Gardner from Nutmeg, he's bringing Scotch, bourbon, and cognac tastings.
All right, so if I'm coming, I'm going to have to remind him I want one of my favorite bottles of wine from Nutmeg Fine Wine and Spirits, and that would be the H3 Merlot.
Well, you'll have to tell him that and make sure that he's got some stock of that.
He will.
Maybe you can bring some. Yeah. So, you know, so we put a little music in the background, got a great raffle, and just people having a good time for a couple hours and see where it goes.
Awesome. All right. Carl Rose is here. If you want to call and speak to him, 203-757-1320. You might have to hang on a second if we have the music playing. We'll take some questions. We've had some winners already for the Tommy Rock Orchestra. I got to practice that. The Tommy Rock Orchestra. And there's a band that's playing all the Who's greatest music. This, Samina, this is the tongue twister extraordinaire. I don't usually twist my tongue. On that note, let's take care of a couple commercials. Then we're going to come back with Acoustic Alchemy.
World.
Oops, I'm very sorry. This one next is for my good friend Bob Zinno, who is the drummer in the Townsmen for many years and threatening to make a comeback if certain Wilkes individuals will get into the band, including Joe, the guitar player, as well. Hills Gallery back, 10:29, decent day outside. Carl, what was the weather and the traffic like when you came in?
It was pretty good. It was starting to warm up a little bit, calm, no rain for a change.
Yes, thank goodness.
And the traffic was, it was busy out there, but running steady.
I have a friend that owns the Gainesfield Golf Club, 9 holes in Southbury, and he said he's had 20. I said, how's business? He goes, 21 days of rain.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to hear any like drought stories this summer. I can't water your lawns because we have more than enough water.
We got plenty.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you were kibitzing with me about the Kentucky Derby.
I'm in a little bit of a quandary, Tom. I don't know which one of the three Bob Baffert horses is going to win today. So I don't know where to place put the money
what
on
was
it.
What was my answer?
Do it all.
Bet them all.
So, but we'll see, you know.
All right, so set us up for the next tune, please.
Acoustic Alchemy. That song is called Trailblazer. Again, these guys, based out of the UK, they play a lot in the U.S., though. So... Enjoy.
This is Hills Gallery. We're jazzing you up here today, 10:34. Carl, thanks for bringing in this really cool music. Yeah. What a treat.
This is good music to listen to when you're just hanging around the house or getting your dinner ready or Sunday morning, you know, just hanging out. It's really good.
Repeat the band and the times you've seen them.
Acoustic Alchemy. We've seen them twice at Infinity Music Hall in Hartford. You know, that's an intimate place, about 500, but it's like they're playing in your living room. And they're having so much fun on stage. It really is a treat to see these guys play. Oof. And they have a library of music that dates back over 30 years. And, you know, it's just... It's great. They're great musicians.
It's really nice of you. Now, when you go to these shows, tell me how you buy music these days. I know when I go to a show, if the band is good, my tip is to buy their CD. But have you switched to digital?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times if I like something, then I want to put it in my playlist. We'll get it on Apple Music or, you know, iTunes or something like that. I mean, I have we have a library of CDs at home, but now everything's downloadable, so that's usually what we do.
Well, I have to learn to use that stick because I'm still all CD. Just want to remind everybody again, if you want a couple of good shows, the Tommy Rock Orchestra is at the rock show Tommy by the Who is at Seven Angels this afternoon. We gave free tickets for tonight and yesterday. They're tonight, matinee today, show tonight, and another one tomorrow. Our friend Vincent and Gala is at the Lyman Hall at Southern Connecticut State University tonight. Call ahead to make sure you're there, or you can get tickets. Bo Bolero will be at the Kate in Infinity Hall. I'm pretty sure that is sold out in Old Saybrook. We'll be going to that. Jim Wilkes is back in the band. And, you know, that's just some of what we're talking about here. But Carl's our guest. And give a few more details about your Ponte Club cigar dinner that's coming up. And I think you're going to have scotch and Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Actually, no, I'm Rob's from Nutmeg, and I shop at Nutmeg quite often, and Rob is, like I said, hosts a lot of our events. He's bringing some really good choices of bourbon, scotch, and cognac tastings that go along with your ticket price for coming to the event. So you're going to get some good quality cigars, you get some good tastings of that, you get a great buffet of food, along with the house beer and wine. And I think we're even going to be bringing in some craft beer tasting as well. Mm. And so it's just going to make for a good evening. We've got a great raffle with some prizes. We also have, you know, some music in the background. And it's just a good night out to enjoy a really good cigar. And again, if you don't smoke, you could still come. But it's a different price structure for just getting the food and hang out. Because since we're outdoors, we're under the pavilion, no one's really going to get smoked out.
And if you haven't been up to the Ponte Club, I know many of you go with Chris Charlo and Bobby Guerrero to the Ponte Club for the Monday night dinners, which are becoming on Thursday night. So check the Ponte Club website for that at La Bella Vista. But they put out a great spread. And do you have some tickets left for that show?
Oh yeah,
and the date?
Yeah, it's Friday, May 10th, so it's coming up this coming Friday, and there are definitely tickets available.
The hot setup would be to get the party bus, because when you talk about all these different types of tastings that you're having, the scotches, the cigars, etc. The craft beers from Nutmeg Fine Wine and Spirits, party bus would be a great way to get there and have a good time. And
that would be.
Not
absolutely.
Worry about driving.
No, absolutely. And I think that people will enjoy the cigar selections. If you like smoking a good cigar, and I mean, these are good quality cigars. Fred at Smoke Easy, he picks out the best of the best to put in the package.
All right, this is a test. Where is Fred Sprano's cigar bar?
It's on Main Street in Watertown.
Next to the old Ouzo Blue.
Right, which is now called...
Ouzo Blue, the sign is still on the door saying you can rent it for private parties. Yeah. If anybody out there knows the story, call us, 203-757-1320. I forgot to say, if somebody wants to call Carl and say hello to him, please do. All right, set us up on the next tune, which you...
This is Dave Sanborn, and it's called Let's Just Say Goodbye.
on Hills Gallery.
Boy, we're enjoying this music. 10:43, we're here till noon. Rockin' Heartbeats Professor is coming on a little later. Carl Rosa, you brought great music.
Yeah, so that was Dave Sanborn. It was entitled Let's Just Say Goodbye. This is from the best of Dave Sanborn. So it's got about 12, 15 cuts on there with songs from all of his CDs. You know, he's been playing for so long. I've actually seen him a couple of times besides the Palace, but I saw him at the Schubert New Haven years ago. He was by himself, did a great job. Then, by coincidence, I was at Mohegan Sun one night, and he was playing in the Wolf's Den.
Wow.
Just there, and I was just standing there. I can't believe I'm standing here watching this guy, you know, playing, you know. So he's great, great musician, still very, very active, and I love to hear him play.
I wish the rooms at the casinos were less expensive. I'd go more often.
You got to go during the week when they have the specials.
Even the specials, yeah. You can't touch them. Yeah, it's, I think the best special we heard about lately was to go to the Tanger Outlet Mall, and you could get a room for one night at $99, but that was all they did.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's too expensive.
Yeah,
but I love the music up there. Oh, yeah. But then again, we have the political turmoil that our Palace Theater can't get any of these acts because Live Nation and the casinos got a lock on all the big acts.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. They do bring in some good music. They're working very hard on it, and there's a lot of musicians to go around. So I'm confident that the Palace will continue to get some good acts. A couple weeks ago, we saw the Guess Who, which was awesome. A great night with NRBQ. And that was at the Palace downtown, and it was a great night. And so, you know,
you are an artist at being politically correct. You're quick on your feet.
No, it was great. Hey, listen, I really think that their mission is they're really working hard to bring good music and good shows downtown.
Under unbelievably difficult circumstances,
yes.
With a killer high overhead,
yep.
Because of today's world. But I will say, we took Eleanor Wilkes to see, Sandy and I took her to see Johnny Mathis. That show was off the charts and ranked as one of the best shows we've seen in our lives. And a week later, I went down and bought tickets on the sidewalk for Weird Al Yankovic. And guess what? That show was equally off the charts. He machine gunned the audience and he walks around, he can put his accordion over the top of his head.
Yeah. Whew. And you gotta realize, as long as these guys, they're still making good music, as long as they're willing to get out there and make great and good music and still perform, I'm willing to go hear him play. That's the way I look at it.
I agree with you. I just had to get my little political thing in.
Yeah.
And I'll give another plug to the Palace Theater or Seven Angels. It's great not to have to leave town and drive an hour and a half to the casino. So we got it right here in Waterbury. Support it if you can.
Yeah.
And please give us one more on your Palace show that you were talking about. The
10.4 coming. 10.4 coming up on May 17th. It's a Friday night. I would contact the Palace box office and get some tickets. That is a great party.
Get to go all over the whole theater.
Yes.
Experience every bit of it.
The Poli Club, the upper mezzanine bar lobby there, the lower lobby, the stage, even the loading dock has a beer garden with food trucks and a great band. I mean, get on their website, take a look at what's lined up for that night and get your tickets for that. It's a great party.
Now, would you please, Sandy and I had dinner at a new restaurant downtown, the Circa. Reopened. Could you give us a little report on downtown, please?
Yeah, so we just opened up the BK Supper Club on Bank Street at the site of the old Circa Bistro and Brazza location, which is a 92 Bank Street. It's Caribbean fare, and all the indications that I've heard, I haven't had a chance to get over there yet, but all the indications that I've heard is the food is outstanding. So we wish them well. We're happy they're open. And if you get an opportunity, get down and see them. And of course, in March, we reopened the Drescher's restaurant on Leavenworth Street. And they've been doing phenomenal since they reopened the doors down there. George Tirado and his staff have been doing an excellent job with that restaurant.
Can I quickly say that the Circa was completely upgraded to the new BK. I mean, they really dialed it all up over again.
Yeah.
And same thing for the Genotis at the Drescher's.
Oh, yeah.
He put a new giant bar in the rear room where Boom used to play.
Yeah, that bar that he put in the garden room is, in my mind, the home run there. It's a great bar. It's got a flat screen TV in there. But he's got the great tables along that garden room as well. And that's where he opens for lunch every day.
Folks, did you know that Carl's an expert on restaurants in downtown? He called it the garden room.
Well, that's what they tell me.
What else?
You think I make this stuff up, right?
I got it. My friend Nelson opened up a little packy down there.
Yeah, the Mixmaster package store is on Grant Street. And now I know this. Of course, Post is doing gangbusters in the Holland News building. Yes, and they're out and about, and they are going into all of our downtown restaurants at lunchtime, and we're very happy about that. It's been a great economic impact for our downtown. A lot of other improvements as well. By the way, DiOrio's restaurant just put on the new awning on their front of their restaurant. It looks phenomenal.
You know, that's a lesson to everybody that's in business. You got to keep cleaning up your shop.
Yep.
And who's the nice lady from the litter commission who's having her clean?
Bonnie. And by the way, today is the Earth Day cleanup throughout the city.
Go, Bonnie.
And so I want to, you know, encourage people, if you haven't already, it's still plenty of time. I mean, for today, to get out there, clean up in front of your house, clean up in your neighborhood. It's very important today to show that, you know, we are very conscious about keeping our city clean. And I know Bonnie and the Litter and Beautification Commission does an excellent job getting the public awareness out there about how important it is. And why is it important for us in downtown? Because if we can't show investors and economic development folks
and
that we're caring after our own spaces, then why should they invest their money? So we, I think it's very important that all of us as a community get out there, keep the city clean. It's not that hard.
My sponsor, Savings Bank of Danbury, who's big in Waterbury, I'm on the advisory board, and we have a quarterly meeting, and we try to move around to the local restaurants, and we meet at the Waterbury Country Club, and last month we met at the Oreo, and the food and service in one of their private rooms was excellent. So we do like to go downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we've got some Signatures, Dreschers, the BK Supper Club, DiOrio's, and then we got a whole host of lunch places and breakfast places that are doing very well. I mean, we're coming back.
And no tickets at night.
Well, there's free parking at night. Let's put it that way.
Hey, the tickets in downtown Bridgeport are $40. So
yeah.
And the restaurants have signs in the window that we're not responsible. Make sure you put the sign. It's awful. But we'll talk about that another day.
Sure.
Here's a commercial, and then we're going back to Al Jarreau, Carl.
Yes, we're going to play a song called "Trouble in Paradise."
Ooh. All right. So, Carl, we just talked. Oh, and you said Post is really affecting downtown Waterbury. The Post in the Howland Hughes building.
Most definitely. And, you know, you can see them out every day because they're all wearing their Post jackets. They're all wearing the colors. So they're out and about, and they go out at lunch, and they bring food in, and they really are patronizing our downtown businesses and restaurants, which we're very pleased about. But it's creating a lot of good goodwill and good economic development for downtown. And I believe it's fostering more interest and more economic development for that. So I know our city and our economic development folks with the city and with Waterbury Development Corporation are getting a lot of inquiries, and they're working hard to develop the rest of our buildings in downtown.
You're listening to the Smooth Marketing Talk by Carl Rosa from Main Street Waterbury. Man, you got a lot. You got a good line, dude. You're working hard. You know your stuff. And, folks, he's not reading. It's right off the top of his head.
You do it a number of years, you just know it, you know?
All right, and before I go back, okay, just before I play the next song, we're going with number 7 with Al Jarreau next, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to say the audience might get a kick out of this because this is like old history between you and I. What brought you to downtown Waterbury?
The museum.
You got it. Ding, ding, ding. I just won a ticket that I have to pay for.
I'm still getting calls on that.
You did a good job there.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
Okay, you did a great job there, too. And that was really done with Timex, best heart in mind.
Oh, yeah.
And you worked your tail off on it. And, you know, what could you do?
We did good.
You did. Did anybody get the, who's got the old canoe?
I don't know. I don't know where any of that stuff went, but it's somewhere.
That's somewhere. I think Ace Gazzardi's got it. And if anybody, did you see the story about Ace Gazzardi in yesterday's paper?
No, I missed it.
I've got it, and I'm going to talk about it the next, and Frank DeVino's going to write a book on him. Folks, we're getting off track. Here's the music.
Your love is should be stronger. Well, if you care about her, don't you ever doubt her love. Would you turn around and throw it all away? Just let her know today, when it looks like trouble in paradise, and you're burning a love that's cold as ice, go out and find the flame.
Al Jarreau music is addicting.
Carl. Listen, he's got such a library of music. If you don't know Al Jarreau, learn about it because you are going to enjoy his stuff.
Unbelievable. Hey, thanks for coming on. You got 30 seconds to walk away.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks for having me. Again, we have our Perfecto Cigar Night coming up on Friday, May 10th. You can come to our website, mainstreetwaterbury.com, or get tickets at Smoke Easy Cigar Parlor in Watertown or Nutmeg Fine Wine and Spirits on Watertown Avenue in Waterbury.
1650. Okay, and you got your Main Street Waterbury website. Do you want to say that one more time?
mainstreetwaterbury.com.
You're awesome, Carl. Thank you.
Thanks.